Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I hope that you can hear me clearly. Amen. We're about to go ahead and get started. Looks like I got a couple people online with me right now. Amen. Amen. Again, this is When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is our three real life, real men, real talk. And who else I have online with me?
Cleophas.
Oh, Brother Cleophas. All right. Hi, man. Just want to make sure I didn't recognize the number yet. But thank you for joining in, man. We can go ahead and get started. Like I said, like we got somebody else that joining with us. Amen. That must be Brother Tony, is that you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, hey, man. How you doing? All right. So we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to talk about today, brothers. I was listening to a gentleman earlier in the day who was talking about God's purpose. And God's plan. So we're going to talk about it, you know, also. That's one of the things that I felt need to talk about as we end this year out and begin in the beginning of a new year. I know that Brother Esther's not going to be with me. I did send a message to Brother Tyrone, so I'm not sure. So before we do anything, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah, they made my knee feel a whole lot better today.
You made your knee feel a whole lot better.
Yeah, I had surgery last week on my knee, so I'm in recovery right now.
Better, man. That was a great win.
It was. Defense played elite. The offense got to get some things together, but, you know, hey, a win is a win.
A win is a win. Anytime you put four field goals, you know that the offense needs to do better, you know. That's four touchdowns. I'm sorry, brother. I know you're very quiet today, but it's okay, man.
Hey, man, as I said earlier, my text is the team won. Okay, you say. If you're going to talk trash, if you're going to talk trash before the game, you better show up and play. That's all I'm
saying. Yeah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
If you're going to run your mouth, you better show up and play.
For the Redskins were talking trash before the game?
No, the Cowboys were talking trash.
The coach from Dallas had some things to say, and then Ron should have just kept his mouth shut, but he had some things to say. All I can say is, if you're going to talk trash before the game, you better show up and play. One team showed up, the other one didn't.
So maybe that's why Brother Austin is not with us today. I don't know what his reason. I'm sure it's, he has a, you know. he didn't even respond to the text, but it's okay. It's all good. You know, he's still my brother. You know, he's still my brother and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and get started, man. I'm excited about today and God's purpose. Like we had somebody else that joined us. I'm not sure the number, but do me a favor, whoever you are, if you'd like to join our conversation, if you press the number one, that'll let me know you want to come in too, okay? But, man, let's go ahead and talk about this God's purpose and plan. Let's open up in prayer first. Father God, thank you for everything that you're doing in our life. Thank you for being a part of our life. Thank you for today, for truly this is a new day, a day that you have made and where we are glad. So we give today's to you, Holy Spirit, and pray that you will come in and have your way. We can't do this without you, Holy Spirit. We need you today, God, in this season and this time that we live in, God. We know and we realize that nothing, everything, God, everything has a purpose and everything has a plan, and everything is ordered by you, God. So we're praying as men of that have been called and been chosen by you, that you continue to order ourselves, and men like us, Lord Jesus, that are seeking you more than ever before, God, that you will order our stuff, not only our stuff, but order our mind, and order our hearts, and order, God, even the way that we present ourselves as men, God, that it may be holy and acceptable to you, God, that we may be, God, able to teach the young men and give to those that are needed the way it needs to be done. God, we need you today, God. We need you today, God, so that we might be vessels used by you, Lord Jesus, to go into the hedges and the highways to compare men and women to come unto you, to show them a more excellent way, which is you, Jesus Christ. We give this broadcast to you. We thank you for every brother that is listening, that has joined, God, in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray this prayer. Amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Again, you're listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk. I'm joined by Brother Cleophas, and I'm also joined by Brother Antonio. Brother Antonio is like me. We are Cowboy fans, and Brother Cleophas is a Redskin fan. And yeah, I'm telling all the business. And Brother Elston is a Redskin fan. He's in hiding, I guess. I don't know where he at, man. I text him and called him several times. So, but we gonna give him over to the Redskins, Brother Tony. So we can sign off with the, either one of you, Brother Cleo or the, Brother Tony. Either one is fine.
Go ahead, Tom. Okay.
I value my elders, so they're my elders. Go
oh,
first.
Man. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
I think you just called me old.
What'd that make me? Well, I'm grandfather now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I know,
I
right?
Elders. I'm speaking that you guys have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm leading way for my elders to speak so I can learn and glean from it. That's how I'm going.
Nice way to clean it up.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
I feel better now. Oh, man. I do think that as believers, we must try to identify our purpose. You know, what's the gift that that God has placed in us for His purpose, and you know, for us to be used in the earth for His purpose. Each one of us has a gift. Each one of us has our own purpose, destiny, what He's prearranged for us as believers to seek that purpose and understand our purpose and then walk and flow in our purpose. I think that one of the scriptures that that speaks to me with relative to that is in Joshua 1 and I believe it's 8 or thereabout, where it says, be strong, confident and courageous. For you will give this people as an inheritance the land of just one to your fathers and ancestors to forgive. And then verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read it and meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. And part of what we as believers should understand is God's will for us to serve Him, for us to do the things that He's called us to do. More importantly, along with that, is He wants us to be successful, wants us to have success within, you know, within our purpose. And when our lives line up in our purpose, there's a peace that comes from it. You know, doesn't mean that we don't have challenges and such as believers. No, saying along with those challenges, that peace. I believe it's in Isaiah. Scripture says that those that keep whose minds are stayed on Him, and that's what this Joshua 1:8 is referring to. This book of the law, this book, the Bible. Meditate on day and night, you know, and then be careful to do the things that we're instructed to do. And as we're doing the things that we're instructed to do, along that way, we'll find out what our purpose is, find out what our calling is, find out what we're supposed to be doing relative to advancing the kingdom. Tony, I pass it on to you, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. Ray, I'm glad that you read Jeremiah 29:11 because that kind of segues into the scripture that really stuck out to me, which was Proverbs 16:9, and it says, "The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps." So. When we're talking about purpose and we're talking about plans, it just seems to me that everything from the plans that we want to establish in life to our overall purpose for what we're here to achieve, it all centers on God. So it's just like for us, everything as far as the way we think, the way we process things, the way we try to achieve certain aspects in our life, goals, milestones, things of that nature. Everything has to revolve around God and having God incorporated into it because, just like you said, God knows the plan that he has specifically for us. And this morning I read Jeremiah where it says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So
amen.
It's kind of encompassing upon us when we really want to truly find out what our purpose is and what plan that God has in our life to actually go to our Creator, who designated us, who separated us, who called us to where we're at right now. Nothing that's happening in our lives is by pure coincidence. The people that we have interacted with, you know, there's no pure coincidence. It's all been according to the plan and the purpose that God has for our lives. And we still got a long way to go. And we just have to constantly, every single day, is ask God, what did you want me to accomplish today? That's according to your will, according to your purpose. And it's not to say that we shouldn't have goals, we shouldn't have dreams, we shouldn't have aspirations. But when we come up with those things and we write them, because it says write the vision and make it plain. When we do write that vision, we need to go back and say, okay, God, I wrote the vision. How do you see me carrying this out? Because when you focus on that, I've learned this the hard way, is that when you incorporate God in the very beginning of the process, he'll provide the resources that you need to carry the thing out. But when you exclude him from the process, then you go around in circles. And then eventually God, through his mercy, will bring you back into the fold and say, if you just followed me in the first place, you would have got a lot further. But this is a good topic to talk about because so many, and especially young men, I talk to my college son right now, and I ask him, what is it that you want to do with your life? What do you feel like God is really pulling you towards? What do you feel like God is really trying to show you what you want to do? And he said, well, I can't really answer that right now. I really don't know. And I said, well, just start by praying. You don't have to do a long prayer or anything like that, but just start praying and talking to God and asking him what is it that he wants you to do for him, for his glory. And then eventually you'll get the answer to your question. So it's just like how many more men, regardless of age, still has this question in mind, what is my purpose? What is the plan that God has for me?
Amen. Amen. I also want to relate to, we got a brother online with us today too. Let me see if I can make sure I just say Brother Robert Warren. Robert, I did unmute you, man. Are you with us?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How you doing? Brother Robert works with me on the broadcast for the singles, Matters of the Heart. And so far we've been talking about do's and don'ts, and that's another subject there. Maybe one day we need to ask ourselves if I've been single as men and as being married and as men as far as our wives are concerned. So that's another topic for another day. But, Robert, I want to welcome you to the thing. Thank you for saying yes. I do see other people that's online and everything like that. If you want to have a statement or something like that, please press the number one for me so I let me know that you want to make a statement. Okay. So, Robert, I'm not going to bother you right there and stuff like that, but we got to come back to you. I just want to say my piece and then we go. Okay. All right. The thing that I thought about when basically what happened when the church listened to a Zoom call today, and the gentleman was talking about God's purpose and plan. And one of the things they talk about, and I was sharing with someone else earlier this week, that how God's plan is all laid out from the beginning and the end and everything. And the one person I thought about, there's many people in the Bible that fits that, it's descriptive. Is the first one that I think about is Joshua. He was with them having, I think it's Joshua, yeah. He was with them having a dream and everything. Even with him going and being his brother selling him out and everything. And even when he'd been in a prison, all of that was part of God's plan, okay? It was part of God's purpose for him to be second to the king in he's just during the time of fame. It was all of it was not always good, you know. But God knew what the expected end was for Joshua. God knows the expected end for every single last one of us. Amen. And that's what sometimes we got to grasp, you know, that we're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days, we're going to have weary days, we're going to have days when everything's anyway. But it's the expected end that we need to get to, that God has a purpose and he has a plan, you know. That in most cases, and all, I don't know what you get, Mike, and again, I don't want to talk up the conversation because I don't want to get another phone call. Man, I'm hogging up the conversation. But in most cases, I believe that the things that happen to us in our life prepare us for things that, from a ministry standpoint, that we're going to have to be able to help someone else out. I don't care what it is, you know. If the things that happen in this life, no matter how tragic it may be and everything like that, especially with us and God has purposed us and planned us, it's going to come out for our good to a point that we'll be a blessing to somebody else. Because in Joshua, a whole nation, a small group of people turned into a nation while in Egypt, you know. They were not manifested, but it was increased in everything. So what God does is he brings forth things that will bring forth fruit, and not just fruit, but much fruit in everything. So I say that, and I'm going to give it over to Brother Robert.
Okay, first of all, let me say this. I'm going to keep it in NFC East. I'm an Eagles fan.
That's not as bad, but yeah.
So,
no comment.
Yeah. Hey, we're in the NFC East. We all in this together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Many of the plans in our heart, but it'll be the last game of the season that we find out who prevails, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to piggyback on something that one of the brothers had said about how, you know, it's basically, I'm just paraphrasing, but it's basically it's futile if we don't consult God first with our plans. And it was just interesting that we were on this topic today because I was having lunch with my bishop and pastor on Friday, and he said something to me that I never looked at it that way. I had to be reminded. And what he was quoting Psalm 34:7 that says, you know, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. And what he said to me is like, Robert, delighting in him comes before the desires of your heart. So, and unless we're going to take delight in him and find out what he wants, we're really not going to get the desires of our heart. Because if you really study that scripture out from different and read different commentaries, it's not about, because some people take it the wrong way. Some people take it as if we delight in the Lord, he's going to give us, you know, what our hearts desire. But in all actuality, it's as we delight in him, we find out what his heart's desires are, and then we live out our lives living out what he desires, because his desires become our desires. And as I was sitting here listening this evening, I was reminded of, I think it's in Psalm 16, one version says, in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures of evermore. But then in Psalm 16:11, it says, one version says, you have made known to me the path of life. So that's how we get what we want. That's how we get the proper way as far as writing the vision down so it'll come to pass is having that time in the presence of God so that he can let us know what our path of life is. He's the one ultimately who gives us the vision, and it's as we spend time with him in his presence, we get what his heart is, we get what his mind is, and then we get the vision for our lives. We can write it down, and he brings those things to pass. It is in, like you brothers have already said this evening, the first step is having that time in his presence. It's kind of like as children, we don't know what our parents want unless we come to them. They can call us, but we're not going to know what we want until we go and be in their presence for them to tell us what we want. And so, again, it comes into that. It's a matter of us spending time with him. It's really not spending. It's a matter of investing that time with him so that we can hear what his heart is, that we can know what his mind is, and then we'll be able to carry it out. And we find out his plans, as someone else already said, his plans are way better than our plans are. That was it.
Amen. And by the way, yeah. By the way, Robert, man, my condolences, you know, because I think y'all lost today too, right?
No, we had a bye week. We're resting up for Washington next week. So we're getting rested up and healed up so that we can be at full capacity next Sunday.
So y'all can really knock the Washington coming out of the picture and try to get a wild card. Man. Okay, I got you. I understand. Sorry about that, Brother Cleophas, but...
Yeah, I don't have anything more to say. I don't have anything more to say about football. You know, I just started watching it, so I could see what Wayne looked like. a couple of scriptures come to mind. And let me say this first. I think it's important that we all understand and know that we're in this earth realm as a living being because God placed us here. And I think it's important for people to know and understand that everybody has a purpose, God-given purpose. Everybody does. I don't care how you got here. I don't care, you know, if your mom was, you know, raped and you were born. If you're in this earth realm, God wanted you here. And he'll use you for his glory. And here's a perfect scripture for that in the book of John, chapter 9. And I'll start reading at verse 1. And it says, "And Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Did this man or his parents that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither have this man sinned, parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him."
Mm-hmm.
The works of God may be made manifest in him. So this man was born blind so that the works of God would be manifest in him, so he would regain sight, and therefore was his purpose. His purpose was to regain sight so others would believe. And so I'm here. Whatever infirmities I have, whatever challenges I have, I'm here. And those things that I have, you know, when God heals me or delivers me, you know, when he delivers that alcoholic, when he delivers that drug addict, when he restores sight to the blind, when he restores hearing to those who can't hear, those things are done to glorify him, so that others might believe and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. So everything points back to Jesus. And everybody has a purpose. And it doesn't matter what your purpose is. There is no small purpose. There is no great purpose. God's purpose is his perfect will. And I think that's part of what we have to understand, excuse me, as believers. And it's children of God, is that, you know, you're not here by happenstance. You may think life is crumbling all around you and you don't know what you're here for. God has a purpose for you. And if he can restore you from wherever you are, put you on top, now you have a testimony that testifies about his son, Jesus, and his goodness and his mercy and his grace and his favor, that you can tell someone else that will glorify God, and God gets the glory, and someone else becomes a member of the family. And I think so. I think it's important that we recognize that everybody has a purpose. Doesn't matter who you are, what race you are, where you come from, Everybody has a, there's not a human being walking on planet Earth that God didn't create for his purpose.
Amen. Amen. Brother Tony.
Yeah, that was, wow, kind of come behind that. That was actually really good. And one of the things where I was hearing Brother Cleophas speak just now that came to mind was Romans 12, 1 and 2. Because, yes, given no matter what your background is or how you came into the world, it's, your mindset is focused on either one or two things. Are you focused on the actual historical aspect of why you're here in this world and everything that's happened to that? Or is your mind renewed and focused on God and trying to achieve what his purpose is and trying to see and get answers from him? And that makes a huge difference, because if your mindset is focused on your past, then you'll never be able to move towards your future, what God has in store for you, the healing, the deliverance, the purpose, the mission that he has set for you. But if you're focused on him, then you can look for a brighter future. You can look for my outlook. My grandmother always used to say, it's not how you started, it's how you finish. So what are we doing? Yes, our start might have been bad. It might have been horrible. It might have been okay. It might have been good. But how are we going to finish this thing that we call life? How are we going to deliver or make good on the purpose and the calling that God has called us to? One of the key chief things that I always consider is the aspect when Jesus Christ sent out the apostles, he gave them one purpose, he gave them one mission, go out and create disciples. So what are we doing with our gifts, with our talents, with our expertise, with our knowledge? What are we really doing to help fulfill this purpose? Because when you look at the overarching general focus of the purpose, which Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and all these other things will fall unto you, that's what it really centralizes on. When we seek God and we seek his will and we seek his plans and we see his plan in his word and we study it, then everything else will come into perspective. Everything will start to align. And then we can start to see, this is what I can do to really help push the kingdom of God forward. So that, you know, to me, it's all about your mindset. You know, just hearing from that, what is your mindset? Is your mind focused on the past and your current problems, your current issues, or is your mind focused on God that's helping you to craft and to identify what your calling, what your purpose is in life?
Amen. I want to read this scripture. It's coming out of Romans chapter 8 and 28. I think all of us have touched on this in one way or form. And it says that we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose. Okay? And like what someone said earlier, that it goes back to, everything goes back to God. Everything goes back to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also they predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestine, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So what it means for us is that, you know, as men, as women, as creation, there's a purpose, like you said, Brother Cleveland said, there's a purpose and there's a plan that God has for us. But one of the things that I thought about what you said, Brother Cleveland, is that we still have that free choice. We can allow, because we still got to receive, accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in our heart. You know, even Amen. Though the thing is that Jesus Christ died on the sins, Jesus Christ died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. That means he left nobody out, you know. But it still has our part has become a yes, Lord. Not my will, but your will be done. Whatever you still want me to do, I'll do, Lord. Because in reality, we don't know our expected end. We don't know it, but God knows. You know, and we have to get to a point that we trust, and I told somebody else this, that we trust God in every single thing that we do. And we trust and believe God, and we hear the Holy Spirit speaking to us, telling us to go either left or right or stay straight. I gave the example of David. David always, at a point in time, David was asked the Lord, should I go to war? And God would say, yes, go. There were other times he said, should I go to war? God would say, don't go. You know what I mean? So it's like that, you know, because God knew what was going to take place. If he went to war, then he had the victory. If he knew that he went to war against what God said, then there might be some things to take place that was not in David's favor. And that's true for all of us. Because we don't know, always know what God said. The scriptures that we prophesy in part and we know in part, and vice versa. But the point is that we don't know everything, you know. And we have to be in a place that where we are teachable and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us, you know, or to bring things back to our memories, or be in a relationship where with other men or women or pastors, whatever, that we have a teachable spirit, okay, so that the iron can sharpen other iron. It's not just for us. Even the plan that God has for us, even the purpose, it's not just for us. It's to bring him glory, but it's also to reach out to somebody else. You know, we are ambassadors for Christ. And again, I'm talking a lot, so I'm going to give it over to somebody else. I know I should probably just leave that alone.
You're talking good. You all are. Robert, Tony. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. And I think find your purpose, walk it, flow in your purpose. You know,
what?
I said this at one of my meetings with my sales team a few weeks ago. The happiest people are the people that are the most grateful and the most thankful. Happy people are thankful and grateful. Bitter and sad people, and people that don't have any hope. People that are grateful, I think. And so I think when we're thankful and we're grateful and we seek God in every area of our life for his wisdom and his guidance, that's what Proverbs 3:5 says. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own son, understand, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Well, if God is directing my path, and I'm seeking him in every area of my life for what I should do. I mean, down to the smallest little thing, you know, should I buy this car now? Should I go after this house now? Should I go after this land now? Who should be my wife? Or who should be my husband? Should I take this job? Should I not take this job? Is this the right ministry for me? Is this the pastor you want me sitting under? We have to seek him in every area of our life, not just our spiritual life, but in our physical, everyday life, you know?
Yeah.
And set ourselves to hear from him. And I think Brother Robert said it earlier, you know, you got to spend time with him. You know, you got to call. Everybody has busy schedules. And we all have busy days. And we all have stuff that we have to do. And sometimes we don't think there's enough hours in the day for us to get it all done. But
yeah.
One of my pastor friends said this. He says, you always have time to do that which you do first. Well, what's the first thing that I should do when I get out of that bed? Is I start giving God the glory and I start asking God, what's the plan for me today? What would you have me to do? Not what I'm going to do. I know my plate is full. God, what you want me to do? Who do you want me to speak to? And get myself set, because throughout the day, someone might come before me and God speaks to me and say, this is the one I wanted you to speak to. This is the one I wanted you to sow a seed. And we got to be prepared. And in doing that, you got to get in the presence of God. You got to hear from him. You got to set yourself to hear from him. Yes, pray. But sometimes you just need to shut up and listen. What is Holy Spirit saying? God, what are you saying right now? So that you can get the instructions from Mecca, so that you can go out and fulfill your purpose in life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, who we got next? Come on, Brother Robert. Give us a little bit more, man.
After, I had to write that down. You always have time to do that which you do first. And what I heard in that after I wrote it down on my notepad was that the priority should be his presence. We have to, and I'm not, I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything because you're already doing it. But you know, that's something that we could pass on to those who may not know it, those who find themselves frustrated. But making his presence the priority. And the thing about it, because I think in the same conversation I was having with my pastor the other day, was the fact that it's even prayer, because I was telling him about a few months ago, I read Practicing the Presence of God, is that I think some people get intimidated because they think, that you got to spend a whole, and some people do. I mean, I've done it. There have been times, seasons I've done it. You know, you can spend one solid hour or two solid hours with God. But, you know, yes, the Bible does say pray without ceasing. And some people think that means I got to stay in a house all day and not do anything but prayer. And that's not necessarily so. If you practice his presence, and if you're not just, if you make it not, okay, this is the first thing I do when I wake up, I'm going to spend an hour with God, I'm going to spend a half hour with God, and then that's it, that's not what he's looking for. He's looking for that time in his presence throughout the whole day, not just the first part. The first part of the day is good, and that's excellent. But it's like, okay, but what about the rest of the day? What about the other 23 and a half hours of the day? We don't want to be with him then. But it's about making his presence our priority, not only chronologically as far as first thing in the morning, but sometimes fighting too. I mean, there have been plenty of times in my life where it was like, I get a 15-hour break for work. Okay, I'm going to the car, you know, or I'm going to walk around the building. While I walk around the building, I'm just going to pray or I'm just going to listen. But that presence has to be the priority. Another thing I was thinking about was for those who find it frustrating or find it is not enough hours in a day, how much, I think sometimes, because I've run into it, sometimes I don't have enough time in the day is because I'm going back to do something that I should have did yesterday, or I'm going back to do something that I didn't do properly the first time. But if I would have spent time in his presence, he would have told me how to do it right the first time, or he would have told me when the best time is to do it. It's kind of like we as men, we're notoriously accused of not asking for direction. And they accuse us sometimes of driving around in a circle for an hour instead of stopping and asking directions. But that same principle applies to us when it comes to time in the presence of God. If we make the priority being in his presence, he'll tell us how to do things, and we can do it in a shorter period of time and do it right. Then do it halfway, or do it and make mistakes and then have to come back and do it later on in the day, or come back and have to do it later on in the week. One thing when I worked in a maintenance department, there's a guy that he was skilled in maintenance and carpentry and things like that. And he said, this is what my father told me growing up as a carpenter. He said, you know, you measure twice and cut once. Because once you cut a piece of wood, you can't go back and uncut it and cut it right the first time. You got to measure twice and cut once. And it's the same thing, I think, when it comes to life, is if that measure meaning, you know, even Moses said, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we will gain a heart of wisdom. If we spend that time in his presence, he will show us how to not only number our days as far as how to prioritize it, but how to measure out what to do and when, so then we can get it done right the first time. And I'm really enjoying this call tonight, because by everybody that has spoken, has just reminded me of where my heart has to be, where my priority has to be, and the results that I can expect when I spend time in his presence. That's it.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else?
Yeah. For me, just real quickly, I just completed a mentoring course this fall semester, and I made time in my schedule for an hour and a half to meet with my mentor every Friday so that we could go over my lesson plan that I came up with to determine if I was on track with everything that I was doing according to that learning plan. And, you know, Cleophas and the brother that just spoke hit it right on the head. We made time for what we want. And it helped me to realize during this mentoring semester that it was something that I really wanted, because it was helping me not only from a career perspective, but it was also helping me from a spiritual standpoint as well. So with that, if I really want to know what God has planned for me, if I really want to know, and I'm hungry for it, I just need to know, I need to push forward with that, then I need to carve out time for God. And I need to make sure that when I carve that time out, I have the right attitude about doing it. And I don't circumvent, and I don't reschedule that time with God. Wherever that time is with God, that's what that time is. Sometimes it's early in the morning. For me, I'm a night hawk, so that might be late into the night hour. So, but whatever you do, you make time for it and you push for it, especially if it's progressing you forward. So I like that aspect. I'm going to challenge myself to schedule and carve out time just so I could be in the presence of God. And in that moment, I'm going to shut up, I'm going to read his word, and I'm going to let God speak to me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. There's some things I'm looking at right now, and some things I want to do, and I hope you guys can hear me, because I'm on my cell phone today, not really operating in the studio. Okay, before we leave out today, I feel like that all of us should pray, okay? And let's pray for God's purpose and plans, not just for ourselves, but for each other and for men. There's a lot of men, believers, whether they're apostles, bishops, pastors, or whatever, they're struggling right now. So I feel like I want each one of us to say a prayer concerning that. The other thing I want to do, I want to give you guys the option for next year in January. Actually, I want to turn to Brother Cleophas, all right? And I want to let him know beforehand, all right, the next month, if God be willing, I would like for him to start us the year out right about whatever he wants to talk about, okay? If God be willing, and if it's God's plan, again, you can pray about it. Let me know, either yeah or nay, bro, and stuff like that, okay? Brother Robin, the whole purpose.
Hey, Brother Ray, I think I missed a part of what you just said. Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, I'm looking at, I want to start the year off with you in January, as far as whatever topic or subject that the Lord gives you, if that's okay with you, and if the Lord don't give you a thing, then that's okay too. We can definitely do that, okay? But just let me know how you feel about that. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but Robert, one of the things that we do is because this was created, I never really wanted to be like the main person out there. I wanted the brothers to talk, get involved, come up with topics, and that kind of thing, man. So this is some of the things that we try to do throughout the year and everything like that. I mean, they have the freedom to bring people on if you want to. Brother Tony, if you got somebody you want to bring on, you guys got those that are running around, bring your wives on and talk about things that would be a blessing to us as men, you know, and everything like that we need to know, for especially being single. You guys can teach me something. I need to know, man. How long you been married, man?
Well, if you ask my wife, we've been married for a little over 30 years. We've been married for, we're going into our 26th year, right? To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
But things are going.
Okay. Brother Tony?
Yeah, it's 12 years for us.
Okay. Actually, we got, I think Elson got us beat, maybe 30. I know Brother Tyrone got 40. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need to know. Yeah. We need to know from y'all married men, man. Am I right, Robert, or no? Robert, you agree with me or no?
I'm single.
No, I'm saying, do you agree with what I'm saying, though? I'm saying, do you agree? We need to know.
We need to know what? The specific time?
No, we need to know what. Well, we know God is involved in everything, but we need to know about these longevity marriages and all that kind of stuff. As men, we don't teach each other about men. We have this fantasy of what we think marriage is when we get involved, and it's not necessarily like that. You know, I'm got married, man. I thought my thing was like, hey, I'm the man. You do what I say. Then that ain't true.
That's
not true. You know, that is not true. You know, that's not true. I'm the man, and I wear the pants. And then I got told, well, you might be the head, but I'm the neck. And I'm like, what?
Right.
the head can't pair without the neck. So I'm like, okay.
That's right.
And so,
I'll tell you something a little funny, a little comical. God created man and God created woman, brought that woman along to be a helpmate to Adam. And when things imploded, Adam said, that woman that you gave me. And after that, God said, I ain't giving man no more women. So he who finds a wife finds a good thing to change his favorite other woman. If you, God ain't giving you nobody else, you got to go out and find them.
Oh, dude.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So Adam messed up a lot of things.
Yeah, see, you know what, man? You got to send me that, Cleo. You got to post that, man. So I need to share that, man, because that's profound. We need to know that, Joe. Like, look, okay?
Yes, sir.
That's some good biblical interpretation right there. I like that.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. All right. So, brothers, we almost went out of time. I do want to, as you pray in no set order. In fact, I'm going to start with Brother Cleo with you. Close us out of prayer, okay? And I'm going to start off first, and then we can go to Brother Tony, and then Brother Robert, you can pray. When you guys pray, just give us last words or whatever you want to say and everything like that. What I'm going to say with my last words is I'm just going to remind everybody about the different broadcasts that we have over at Christian Speed Talk Radio. We have Instant Bounding Grace on Tuesday at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Declare to Finish Work is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy is at 7 p.m., but it's the first, the second, and the fourth Friday. Bread of Life is the first and the third Sunday. And we have something called a weekly prayer called Midday Glory Prayer. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. The dial-in, it's a free conference number. The dial-in number is 267-807 9605. The access code is 732-499. I'm trying to read fast. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones, every first Monday at 7 p.m. Adoration, which is tomorrow, with Brothers Lewis Rackaway. That's every third Monday at 7 p.m. The Matters of the Heart is every third Friday at 7 p.m. That's the one with Brother Robert and myself. The Bold and the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. This is good for young people. And, of course, R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday, and I know it's broadcast that we have. It's called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and it airs every second and fourth Monday at 8 p.m. with Minister Carmen A. Booker. So we have a little bit of different ministries and all that different kind of stuff, and God is still in the process of even growing us further. And everything. We give all the glory for Him. All the glory goes to Him, man. And so with that said, let me go ahead and start. Father, I pray today that you, God, will continue to give your men purpose and plan, that we might please you, that we might follow your steps, that we might be obedient to you, that we might choose you, Lord Jesus, and not our own way. And all that we do, God. And all that we do, Lord Jesus, we give ourselves to you and say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Break down every barrier, break out every yoke, God. Whatever needs to be done, do it by your name and by your name alone, God, that you would truly get the glory, God. We know that we can't do this thing by ourselves. We need your help. God, every time we put our own hands to something, we doesn't always be successful or be out of order. We want you to order everything there is about us, Lord Jesus. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Brother Tony.
Amen. Oh, you was going to say something, Cleo?
No, go right ahead, sir.
Oh, okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you the honor and the glory on tonight, God. Father, thank you for these brothers. Thank you for the conversation that we've had, God. Thank you for the listeners, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to close out 21, God, and go into 2022, God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to order our steps, God. I pray, God, that our mindset focuses on what your desires are, God, what your heart desires for your people, God, and let us have your heart, God. Lord, Father, I just pray in the name of Jesus, God, that we identify our purpose, that we realize that we are your children, God, that we realize, God, that we are your kingly priests, God, that has been set forth to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, Father, let us do it in a way that fits our talent, that fits our skill sets, that fits our knowledge and understanding, God. I pray, God, that you continue to make our path straightforward, God. Make it direct, God. Help us, God, to achieve all that you want us to achieve, God, not only to close out this year, but all of 2022, God. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We bless your name, God, because you are worthy of the praise and the glory. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.
Okay. And Brother Robert?
Amen. Eternal God and Heavenly Father, we do with that. Come before you in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for this time that we've had with you today. We thank you for your word. Your word says how good and excellent, how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Father, you said that it is there that you command the blessing. So we thank you that even though we may be in different parts of the country, because we have come together in unity through technology, on our phones and through our computers, it is there, it is here that your blessing has been commanded. So we thank you that we will enjoy and benefit from the blessing of unity this evening. We thank you, Father, even as you said, as iron sharpens iron, so do men one another. So we thank you for this season. We thank you for this time today to not only sharpen, but be sharpened. We thank you that we recognize that there are many gifts, there are many voices, there are many opinions and insights. We can come together and unify on your word and minister to each other as well as those that are listening by radio. For your word says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And because we have heard your word spoken through each of us, our faith is being strengthened, our strength is being reinforced, that we will be able to face the rest of the day as well as the upcoming week, knowing that if you are for us, you are more than the world against us. So we thank you for this time together. We thank you for being reminded that we are to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that all other things are added to us. And we recognize that we can't seek the kingdom unless we get instructions from you, the King. So we thank you that you will continue to pour out, and we thank you that you will continue to give us life and more abundantly. So we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise in the awesome, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening to give thanks unto you. Thank you for the year 2020 as it comes to a close. Thank you this season that you're in, Father, to celebrate your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, birth. Thanking you for the finished works of Jesus Christ. We all walk. Thank you that what he died for, we've all been delivered. Those that will accept it, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for each and every man that's on this call, Father. Each and every person that's under the sound of this, Father. I thank you, Father, that every evil and demonic attack that the enemy has set up against us, Father, that I do render it powerless, null and void, and I curse it right to the root of which it came in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you that we walk in divine. thine health. No sickness, no disease, no illness shall come nigh our dwelling. And Father, I thank you that the plans and purpose that you have for our lives, Father, fill. I thank you that the seed that you placed in the inward parts of all of us, Father, grow up and manifest it to the fruit that you designed it to be, Father, that we would bear much fruit, Father. And Father, I thank you that our lives will be for your purpose, Lord, that we will touch those that we're supposed to touch, that we will minister to those that we're supposed to minister to, Father, that our ears will be always open and pressed up against your lips so that we can hear your instructions and hear your will for our lives, Father, for our families, Father. And Father, I lift up those that are not on the call this evening, Father. Brother Elston, Brother Tyrone, Father, who have been integral parts of this group, Father. And Father, I thank you for the expansion of this group, Father. I thank you for the direction that you're taking us in, Father. And Lord, I pray that this ministry, Father, this area of ministry will be for your glory, Father, for your magnification, Father. Yes, we'll have a little fun when we talk, but we'll be talking about the Lord our Savior, Father. And that for that, Daddy, we just give you and you alone the glory, the honor, and the praise. We put it all in your hands, for we know if it's in your hands, then it will grow up into the fruit that you desire to be. We will decrease so that the greater one in us may increase. Now, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for this time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, brothers. Each and every last one of you. Again, you've been listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This has been our three real life, real men, real talk. Today, the brothers have been Brother Cleophas, Brother Tony, and of course, I had a single moment. Oh, my God. That is so embarrassing. Brother Robin, man. I don't know how I forgot your name, man. Your name starts with the R. But Ryan George, thank you, Brother Robin, for joining us, man. And again, for those that are listening, man, this broadcast will be available. You'll be able to listen to it in its entirety, probably about another 5 or 10 minutes. And you can listen to all the different platforms that's out there, yeah, man. But this is what we are about, real men, real life, real talk. God bless you. Thanks again, brothers. God bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Brother Robert, nice meeting you through the airway, sir.
Yes, nice sir. Meeting you all, nice too, brothers. God bless you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.